Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Circle of Friends. We're here today on October the 5th, and we just want to thank God and give him all the glory this morning. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us life today, Lord God, and life more abundantly, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we give you all the glory and honor this morning, Lord God. Lord God, just to be in your presence, Heavenly Father, Lord God, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll be glad and rejoice in it, and I just thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to wake up this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to give you the first fruits of our praise, Lord God. We are so, Lord God, we are so thankful, Lord God, to be in your presence today, Lord God. Lord God, we are so thankful, Lord God, just for everything that you do for us, Lord God. Lord God, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God, for just keeping our families, Lord God, sustaining us, Lord God, not letting our enemies rise up against us, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we just glorify you this morning, Lord God. We give you all the praise and glory, Jesus, Lord God. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. And we just thank you, Jesus. You are so awesome, Heavenly Father, Lord God. And we just glorify you, Lord God. Lord God, this is the day, Lord God. We are so glad, Lord God, that you have given us this day. And we just, Lord God, we're going to do everything in today, Lord God, to be better than we were yesterday, Lord God. So we give you all the glory for that today, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for salvation, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping our families, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for tearing up every stony ground today, Lord God. Thank you for making every crooked place straight, Lord God. And we just thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we exalt your name, Lord God. You are great, Lord God. You are the Lord, that God that changes not, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the wonderful things that you're doing in our life, Lord God. Lord God, together you are almighty, Lord God. You are wonderful. You are the Lord that changes not, Lord God. You are the giver of all good things, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord. We lift you up, Lord God. Your name on high, Heavenly Father. You are great and wonderful things that you're doing in my life and the life of everybody on this prayer line, Lord God. We're so grateful for this platform, Heavenly Father, that we could come together and uplift each other, Lord God, and spread the word of God, Lord God, that we can stand, Lord God. When you said two or three there, Lord God, you will be in the midst, Heavenly Father. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in our life, Lord God. We thank you for salvation, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for saving us, Lord God. Thank you for loving us enough, Lord God, that you saved us, Lord God, that you gave your blood, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we confess our sins to you today, Lord God. If we have done anything wrong, Lord God, Lord God, that we remember, Lord God, or we don't remember, Heavenly Father, we ask for forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord, Lord God. Help us turn away from all wicked ways, Lord God. Anything that's not pleasing to you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, I pray right now today, Lord God, that you put a stop to it right now, Jesus, Lord God, because we want to live a life that's worthy, Lord God. We want to live a life that's worthy, Jesus, Lord God. We want to live in your image, Heavenly Father. So I ask you today, Lord God, please forgive us, Lord. Please forgive us, Lord God. Place us on that track, Lord God, that right track, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we're asking you today, Lord God, to cover our families in the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Cover all families in the blood, Lord God. Everything that concerns us, Lord God. Lord God, everything that concerns our family, Lord God. We pray right now, Lord God, that you will cover us, Lord God, in the blood, Lord God. And Lord God, we cover everything that concerns us, Lord God, our businesses, Lord God, our finances, Lord God. Lord God, our homes, our cars, everything, Lord God, everything that concerns us, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord God, that you cover it in the blood of Jesus Christ right now, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for open doors, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you open the floodgates of heaven, Lord God, and let it rain on us, Lord God. Rain on our businesses, Lord God. Rain on our finances, Lord God. Rain on our children, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Everything that concerns us, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, let the blood of Jesus rain on that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we coming to you today, Lord God. Lord God, with these heart-moving prayers, Lord God. Lord Lord God, we need answer prayers today, Lord God. Lord God, we're standing in the need of prayer, Lord God. We're standing in the gap, Lord God, for those that can't stand in the gap for themselves, Lord God. Lord God, we're in the need today, Lord God, as we call upon the name of the Lord, Lord God. Lord God, we know that you will answer us, Lord God. So we come to you, Lord God, fervently, Lord God, and effectively, Jesus, Lord God, asking you to hear the prayers today, Lord God. Lord God, we need you, Lord. We need you more today, Lord God. Lord God, cover us with the blood, Lord God. There's so much going on in the world today, Lord God. We asking for your shield of protection right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we put on the armor of the Lord, Lord God. I pray for protection for each and every one of us, Lord God. Protect our minds, Lord God. Protect us, Lord God, from each and every circumstance, Lord God, that makes try to rise up against us, Lord God. Lord God, whatever is going on around us, Lord God, let it not come near our dwelling, Lord God. Let it not touch us, Jesus, Lord God, because we are protected, Lord God, by the blood of the Lamb, Lord God. So I just thank you, Jesus, today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, let us experience the miracles of Jesus Christ today, Lord God. Lord God, we want to experience your miracles, Lord God. Lord God, we are in need, Lord God. Lord God, you know what the needs of each and every person on this prayer line is, Lord God. You know the needs of Apostle Horsley and Pastor Elastica, Jesus, Lord God. You know the needs of Sister Yvonne, Lord God, and Sister Mary, Lord God. You know the needs of Sister Gladys, Lord God, and Sister, Lord God, Sister Lois, Lord God. You know the needs of Sister Darlene and Sister Jamila, Lord God. You know the needs of each and every person, Lord God, and Sister Marie, Lord God. You know the needs, Lord God. So we're praying those prayers today, those heart-moving prayers, Lord God, because we need answer prayers, Lord God. So, Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, let every prayer be fervent and effective today, Lord God, because we need a word from you, Jesus, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. Lord God, help us to experience miracles today, Lord God. Help us to experience answer prayers today, Lord God. Let these prayers, Lord God, move you, Jesus, Lord God. Let these prayers touch you, Lord God. Let these prayers align with your will, Heavenly Father, Lord God, because we need your will for our life, Lord God, because we know you have the perfect will for us, Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you, Jesus. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will replace our years of struggle, Lord God. These years, Lord God, that we've been going through, Lord God, calling upon the name of the Lord, Lord God. I pray today, Lord God, that you will replace our years of struggle, Lord God, with decades of success, Lord God. Let decades of success be our portion today, Lord God. Let success be our portion, Lord God, today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We are praying, Lord God, for that you will hear the prayers today, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. We need you to rain down, Lord God. Rain down on us, Jesus, Lord God. Please bless our businesses, Lord God. Jehovah is your name, Lord God. Please bless our families, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Please bless our children today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just want to touch a heaven today, Lord God. Lord God, let us have a little piece of heaven today, Lord God. Lord God, let my children, Lord God, see your glory, Lord God. Let our family members see your glory, Lord God. Help them to witness to your glory, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, let us witness the manifestation, Jesus, Lord God, of your glory in our life, Lord God. Let us witness the manifestation of your glory, Lord God, in our prayer life, Lord God. Lord God, help us to be prayer addicts, Lord God. Lord God, always seeking you, Jesus, Lord God. Praying without ceasing, Lord God. Lord God, on our knees, Lord God. Calling on the name of the Lord, because we know, Lord God, if we call on your name, you will hear us, Jesus, Lord God, and you will answer us, oh Lord. You said, if you call upon me, I will answer you. If you knock, the door will be open. If you ask, it will be given to you, Lord God. So we ask and knock and praying today, Lord God, saying, Lord God, let the manifestation of Jesus Christ appear in our life, Lord God. Lord God, let it be revealed in our life, Lord God. Let the manifestation of Jesus Christ, Lord God, be upon us, Lord God, and upon the works of our hands, Lord God. Lord God, anoint us today, Lord God, for whatever works that you have for us, Lord God. Anoint us, Lord God. Anoint the works of our hands, Lord God. Anoint the works, anoint our feet, Lord God. Anoint everything that concerns us, Lord God, in the name of of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, help us to be in the army, Lord God. Help us to be a tool, Lord God, a vessel, Lord God, a worthy vessel, Lord God, able to hold the Holy Spirit, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, let everything that we do, Lord God, be successful, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, let everything we do be successful, Lord God. Give me a success story, Lord God. Lord God, we're trying, Lord God. Lord God, we're making effort, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just pray, Lord God, that you bless the works of our hands, Lord God. Bless each and every ministry, Lord God. Every ministry, Lord God, that's on this prayer line right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you bless it, Lord God, will overflow, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us do the work of the kingdom, Jesus, Lord God. Whatever you have for us to do, Lord God, I pray today that you anoint us to do it, Lord God, that we would do your will, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Lord God, we bind every attack of the enemy right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, every, Lord God, every attack, Lord God, that's been coming against us right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we bind it, we cast it down right now, Lord God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to break every yoke, Lord God, break every yoke, Lord God, Lord God, give us a new name in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Lord God, we pray for a new name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, one that's going to bring us satisfaction, Lord God, one that's going to bring us grace, Lord God, Lord God, one that's going to bring us mercy, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for a new name today, Heavenly Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, help us, Lord God, help us, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, help us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray for a new name, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, a new name, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, any attack, Lord God, that's on our minds, Lord God. Lord God, anything, Lord God, is trying to bring us back to our past, Lord God. Lord God, anything that's trying to, Lord God, come against our mind, Lord God. We reject it today, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Every attack on our mind, Lord God. Lord God, is trying to, Lord God, deter us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind every attack on our mind right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We counsel it. We overturn it by the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Anything trying to stop us from making wise decisions, Heavenly Father, we bind it right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to give us wisdom, Lord God. You said you would give us wisdom beyond our understanding, Lord God. Lord God, that's why we lean on you and not into our own understanding, Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, we ask you for wisdom today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, every, Lord God, everything that, Lord God, that has breath, Lord God, you said let it praise your name, Lord God. Give us the wisdom to know when to praise you, Lord God. Give us the wisdom to know when to call on the name of the Lord, Lord God. Give us the wisdom, Lord God, to, Lord God, to denounce our flesh, Lord God. Lord God, help us, Lord God, to denounce the flesh today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Give us the wisdom, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that we can pray heart-moving prayers, Lord God. Lord God, we bind all procrastination, Lord God. Lord God, because you said everything that has breath, praise your name, Lord God. So, Lord God, when we feeling under attack, Lord God, help us to praise you, Lord God. Whatever we're going through, let us remember to praise you, Lord God, because we got breath, Lord God, because you said that everything that has breath, praise your name, Lord God. So, Lord God, we pray right now today, Lord God, we bind the spirit of procrastination, Lord God, because, Lord God, we're going to praise you, Jesus, Lord God. We're not going to wait till you deliver the promise, Lord God. We're going to praise you in advance, Lord God. So we're going to give us the wisdom to know, Lord God. Lord God, we're going to praise you, Lord God, for what we're praying for already, because we know, Lord God, that you said you would do it, Lord God. So we praise you right now. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for removing the spirit of fear, Lord God, from our life, Lord God. You have not given us a spirit of fear, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we bind the spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to remove it, Lord God. And we ask you to remove the spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, every door that's been stopped, Lord God, every door that's trying to stop, Lord God, us from getting to our destination, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to release a mountaintop experience today, Lord God. Lord God, let the fire of Jesus Christ cause everything that's trying to stop us to scatter right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to open doors of financial breakthrough, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to open the doors of a supernatural breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we need a supernatural breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, there's so many things going on right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just need a supernatural breakthrough, Lord God. We need you to come through on our behalf, Lord God, today, Lord God. I'm calling you, Lord God. I'm seeking after you, Lord God. Lord God, I need you today, Lord God. So, Lord God, we praying, Lord God, for a supernatural breakthrough right now, Lord God, today, Lord God. Lord God, you know what we need, Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for favor, Lord God. I pray for favor, Jesus, Lord God. I pray for favor over everything I do, Lord God. I pray for favor, Jesus, Lord God, that you give us favor, Lord. So, Lord God, we just thank you today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We bind all distractions today right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind it right now, Lord God. We bind it, Jesus, Lord God. Help us to not be distracted, Lord God. But, Lord God, help us to be, Lord God, focused on you, Lord God. Focused on the word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you said in your word, for Zion's sake, I will not remain silent, Lord God. So, Lord God, we ask you today, Lord God, not to get rest, Lord God. Lord God, until we receive our breakthrough, Lord God. Lord God, we will not rest, Lord God. Lord God, we will receive the until we receive the blessings of the Lord, Lord God. Lord God, Lord God, that you're working on our behalf, Lord God. Please do not rest, Lord God. Lord God, rescue us, Lord God. Rescue us, Jesus, today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, let everyone be able to see the manifestation of the power of Jesus Christ in our life, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord. Lord God, we're asking, Lord God, today, Lord God, for a new name, Lord God. Let the disgrace, Lord God, of our old name be removed today, Lord God. Anything that's been spoken over our life, Lord God, or spoken over our name, Lord God, we block it and remove it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Anything that's been our past, Lord God, anything that's in our family, Lord God, from generations and generations, Lord God, that's causing us reproach, Lord God, or causing us disgrace on our name, Lord God, I pray that it be removed right now today, Lord God. Let us be a new creature in Christ today, Lord God. Give us a new name, Lord God. Just like you gave Abraham a new name, Lord God, we pray for a new name today, Lord God, a name that will satisfy us, Lord God, a name that will glorify us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, let every sign of disgrace over my business, Lord God, over my life, Lord God, anything, Lord God, let it be removed today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, let every mark of reproach be removed right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you did it for Joshua, Lord God. I know you can do it for me, Jesus. I know you can do it for me, Lord God. So I just pray today, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you said in your word, on this mountain he will destroy the shrewd and the unfolds of all people, and the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears, and from all faces he will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth. And the Lord has spoken, Lord God. So we pray today, Lord God, that you remove this disgrace today, Lord God. Lord God, you said, then the Lord said to Joshua, today I have rolled the reproach of Egypt away from you. So the place that has been called Gilead to this day, on the evening of the 14th day, the camp of Gilead on the plains of Jericho, and the Israelites celebrated the Passover. The day after the Passover, that very day, they ate some of the produce of the land, and uneven bread and roasted grain and manna stopped the day after. They ate the food from this land. There was no longer manna for the Israelites, but that year they ate the produce of Canaan. Lord God, today, Lord God, Lord God, roll the reproach away from us today, Lord God. Anything, Lord God, is tying us to our past, Lord God. Anything, Lord God, that's just causing us disgrace, Lord God. Anything that's, Lord God, just making us feel displaced, Lord God. I pray that you remove it from my life today, Lord God. in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for prayers, Lord God, that our heart-moving prayers, Lord God. We're trying to move the shift the atmosphere today, Lord God. We're trying to shift the atmosphere with these prayers, Lord God. Lord God, so we're going to touch and agree today, Lord God. Lord God, that you will be in the midst of every prayer, Lord God, every situation on this prayer line, Lord God. Lord God, we need a new name, Lord God. Lord God, we want to be new creatures in Christ, Lord God. Remove all our past, Lord God. Lord God, give us, place our feet on solid ground today, Lord God. Lord God, place our feet on solid ground, Lord God, today, Lord God. Lord God, give us a new name, a new direction, Lord God. Lord God, we want to be, Lord God, who you called us to be, Lord God. So I pray today, Lord God, that, Lord God, that you will bless the works of our hands, Lord God. Bless everything that we are doing, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for you are mighty, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you for the blood, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for being a healer, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, for being a way maker, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that I can just give you the praise today, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I worship you, Lord God. I magnify you, Lord. You are wonderful, Lord God. I thank you for breaking every generational curse over my life, Lord God, and the life of everybody on this prayer line, Heavenly Father. The life for my children, Lord God. Lord God, Lord God, let us be free, Lord God, today, Lord God. Break every yoke, Lord God. Everything in high places, Jesus. Break it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Break every chain, Lord God. Right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, give us a new name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you are a way maker, Lord God. You are a way maker, Lord God. I just thank you, a miracle worker, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for answering prayers today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, as we seek you, Lord God, you said we will find you, Lord God. And we abide in you. You abide in us, Lord God. So we are seeking you today, Lord God. Abide in us, Jesus, Lord God, as we abide in you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God, that we are blessed and highly favored of the Lord today, Lord God, and every day, Lord God. We are blessed and highly favored, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for turning every situation around, Lord God, in each and every one of our lives, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. So what we're going to do right now is come together and just give God the glory this morning, Lord God. So we just give you all the glory, Jesus. We give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the glory, Jesus. We give you all the glory. We can come together and just praise them right now. Lord God, we worship you. We magnify you, Lord. We give you all the glory, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for turning everything around, Lord God, in our life, Lord God. Thank you for turning around, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You make that these prayers be fervent and effective, Lord God.
Turning my life around, placing me on a solid ground.
We ask you to open doors right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for opening doors, Lord. We thank you for opening doors, Lord God.
Hallelujah, Father. I thank you for Jesus down on.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for lifting the reproach, Lord God. Lord God, thank you for a new name today, Lord God. Thank you for a new direction, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for placing us on the solid ground, Lord God. In the
thank
name
you,
of Jesus,
Lord,
Lord God,
loving me.
Lord God,
hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord God. We
thank
Lord,
you,
Lord thank God. You
for
Lord
your
God,
grace,
let that today,
your mercy,
it will be our portion, Jesus, Lord God.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Father. Father, I just thank you, Heavenly Father, for your anointing. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, yes.
King,
oh,
yes, mighty.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. You are worthy, Jesus. You are worthy, Lord God. You are worthy, Jesus, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord. We lift you up, Heavenly Father. You are worthy, Jesus, Lord God. We are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord God. You are the Lord, thy God. You change us not, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for overflow, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for increase, Lord God.
Oh,
thank you for
yes,
favor, Lord
yes.
God.
Thank,
thank
you, Lord.
For not letting our enemies rise up against us, Lord God.
Lord,
thank you for every
Lord,
thank you,
Lord
God.
Every, all the things that you've done for me in the past that I'm aware of, that I'm not aware of. Almighty
God.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Thank you for giving us a new name, Lord God.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So blessed.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God.
Oh, yes, 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 Lord.
We need you, Lord.
Lord, I pray
you.
Thank you for opening doors for
me
that was shut. And shut doors and need to be shut. Almighty God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes,
thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I thank you and praise you for favor.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We will worship you, Lord God. We will magnify you.
Oh,
we will lift
yes,
you up, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank
yes,
you for this is the day that the Lord has
hallelujah.
Made, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God.
Thank
you, Jesus, Lord God. We're going to praise
yes,
you, Lord. We're going to magnify you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for waking us up, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus,
hallelujah.
Lord God, for keeping us, Lord
thank
God.
You, Father,
thank you for being a miracle worker, Lord God.
Miracles.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord God.
Oh,
thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Yes,
thank you,
yes,
Jesus,
yes,
Lord
hallelujah.
God. You are wonderful, Lord.
Oh,
you are
yes,
wonderful,
Lord.
Lord God. You are excellent,
Lord,
Lord
faith,
God.
Lord,
excellent is the name,
allow
Jesus,
me to be
Lord
your
God.
Daughter,
excellent
and you've been
here
all my
God.
Life. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. I thank you for your guidance.
We thank you, Jesus, Lord God.
I thank you, Lord,
every
breath that I take, every step that I
make,
I glorify you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, 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 Lord.
Lord,
I honor
you,
Heavenly Father. Oh,
you
are.
Oh,
yes, 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 Lord.
I praise
you for the love that
you
are over me,
Almighty
God.
Thank
you, yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes.
Thank you,
Father.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Lord God,
oh, yes,
Lord God,
yes,
you are
yes.
worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Jesus. You are worthy, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We glorify you, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. We magnify you today, Lord God. Lord God, you said, Lord God, we need to have first praise you, Jesus, Lord God. We praise you, Lord.
Oh, yes.
We praise you, Jesus, Lord God.
Yes,
Lord.
Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank
yes,
you, Heavenly
yes,
Father,
yes.
Lord God. Thank
God,
you, Jesus.
Glory,
thank
glory,
you,
hallelujah
thank
to
you,
your
Jesus,
name.
You are so good, Lord God. Lord, you are good, Lord God. You are good, Jesus.
Thank you for answering prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
Well,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
thank
you Lord.
Lord.
Thank you,
request.
Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we praise
yes,
you, Lord God.
Out,
we praise
Lord,
you when it's good and when it's bad,
you,
Lord God.
Oh, yes,
we
thank
praise
you for answering.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes,
God, we thank you, Lord. You are good,
yes,
Lord
yes,
God.
Yes,
we thank you,
yes,
Jesus,
yes,
Lord God. Thank
yes,
you, Lord God. Lord God, because, Lord
oh,
God,
yes,
you are good, Jesus,
oh,
Lord God.
God.
We can do all things in Christ Jesus
Lord,
that strengthened
yes,
us, Lord.
Thank
Lord. So we thank you,
doing
Jesus, Lord God.
Honest,
we thank you for the strength,
life,
Lord God. We thank you, Jesus.
Life.
We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus, Lord God. You are so good. Lord God, we just can't do nothing but praise you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I gotta praise you, Lord. I gotta
yes.
praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you the highest praise today, Lord God. The highest praise, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We lift your name, oh,
God.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord God. El Shaddai. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. El Shaddai. We worship you, Lord God. El Shaddai. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. You are the giver of life, Lord God. You are the giver of all good things, Jesus, Lord God. We praise you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus.
Have your way, Lord.
We glorify you today, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I just praise you for the work that you have, Heavenly Father, and for being. Oh, yes, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord God.
I just praise you for being for the million dollars. Hallelujah.
You, Lord God. You're overturning it right now, Lord God. You're working it out in the spirit realm right now, Lord God. You're working it out in our favor, Lord God. Work it out, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Work it out, Lord. Work it out, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus, Lord God.
Even and forevermore, Lord God. realizing, oh, Lord God, that there's none greater than you, Lord God. So we honor you, we adore you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we came to commune this morning, oh, Lord God, to have fellowship with you and your son, Jesus Christ, Father. So we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit, oh, Lord God, and you're moving by your power, God. It's in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. So, God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God. Realize it. There's just none greater than you, Lord God. There's just none greater than you, Lord. So we thank you, and we praise you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, to your will. Yes, to your way, Lord God. We say yes all day, Lord God. We say yes. Yes, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory. Okay, so what we're going to do now, I just thank God for all the prayers this morning. So what we're going to do now is get the names of everybody that's here on the prayer line. If you have a prayer request or praise report, you can go ahead and give it right now.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for the word this morning, Sister Chris. Hallelujah. We honor and we praise you and we thank God for everything. Continue. Have a spirit of praise and worship, which is the fruit of all this, giving thanks to his name. Always a spirit of praise on our lips in the name of Jesus, because God inhabits the praises of his people. So I thank God for being able to be one in the number. Hallelujah. Praise and praising his name, giving God the first fruit of our mornings this morning for everyone on this prayer line in the name of Jesus. And prayer for our families, Father. Continue to keep our families lifted up in prayer. And praising God and thanking God for salvation, healing, and deliverance for all of our families in the name of Jesus. And we continue, hallelujah, to be one in the spirit with Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. This is Apostle Horsley here, thanking you for your prayers and the word and the worship and praise this morning. Let's keep me in the family in prayer. My wife and I going to the school for the training for the to operate the school bus. So keep just send up prayer. We start about 7 o'clock or so there. I thank you. God bless.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie. And I ask prayer for my cousin Isaac and his wife Gwen. Gwen is still having problem moving around after surgery, and Isaac been waiting on his healing from his car accident 2 years ago. So let's just lift Isaac and Gwen up in prayer for healing.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This is Sister Wonderland Horsley. God bless you, Evangelist Chris. We truly enjoyed the word. We truly enjoyed the prayer. We thank you for God using you like he's using you in times like these. At this time, I'd like you to all, you all to please remember my nephew and a grandson in prayer. They need healing on their kidneys. Tayron, Thorin, and Malcolm. Tayron, Thorin, and Malcolm. We are believing God for miracles, and we're praying for all young people everywhere that they may all come to the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, praying for family salvation. Of course, we are praying for the nations. God bless you. Peace and blessings to everyone. Have a great day.
Amen.
Good morning, Scholastic. I see you're listening in agreement. Just to continue praying for my family. And I also need a prayer for my sister Bernadette traveling. She is going home, traveling from South Africa, going to Zimbabwe, just for a safe travel for her and her family as they travel. And thank you so much for the prayer, the word, and have a good day, everybody.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary, and I thank God for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and let us all rejoice and be glad in it, and continue to pray for me. Thank you.
Amen.
Yes, good morning. This is Darlene B., and I just want to keep Jamila and Ben in prayer for resolution of some things that they're dealing with. I want to pray for my sister, Yolanda, and Francis as they are looking to sell some trucks. Also want prayer for myself for favor concerning some documents I need to travel. That God will give me favor for what I desire to do. I know that he, you know, he takes care of his people, so just documents, favor for documents. Amen.
Good morning, good morning. This is Sister Gladys again. I have one more thing to say. I want to give a praise report. I just want to thank God that I went to the doctor and the issues that I was having, my kidneys and stuff. The doctor said they didn't see anything wrong, and I just thank God for that and stuff. So I'm just waiting on some more tests to come back, and so I can have, you know, she can tell me that I have the victory over that also. And also on yesterday when I went to go and see the dentist, you know, about my about the infection and everything, and I was telling him that I didn't have the money at the moment to get all the work that I needed to get done at that moment, and that, you know, and I was just, you know, just telling him about the situation, and so he agreed to pull me out from the place that I went that had the thousands of dollars and more, and he agreed to go ahead and do it, but he told me that it would take a longer period of time, and I said that was okay, and it would cost me less money. And so I just thank God that yesterday that God just moved and intervened on my behalf, because God knows everything that we need, our finances or whatever it is, he knows. And so I just thank God that he took it upon himself, that God gave me favor with my dentist, Dr. Christopher Smith, and that he took on, you know, he said he can do all these things already. And so I was wondering why then, if he said if he can do it already, why he sent me to somebody else. But I thank God that he brought me back to him, and he said that he'll do it for me at a lower price. And I, you know, and I was good with what the price was. So I just thank God for showing me favor on my finances with that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's give God some praise. Thank God for favor. For
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Thank you,
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
God,
Jesus.
That you give us favor.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory
thank
be
you,
to God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
God. For
thank, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Miss Bessie, she passed, so let's pray for her, for comforting for her family and friends. She's moved on to be with the Lord.
Oh, amen. We will pray.
Okay. Well, if we don't have any more prayer requests, let us come in and go ahead and pray for these requests today. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you today for knowing that you
are
a good God.
If you have a question, thank you, Jesus. Those that may be called out as we
for
pray.
Every prayer that falls before your ears, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just honor each and every one, Father. Even for the ones that we didn't even think of coming. God, we know that you're still serving our situation. You're still doing things for us that we don't even realize that you're doing, Father. So thank you for the seen and the unseen things, Father, that we don't even see ourselves, Father,
We pray for traveling mercy and grace, O Lord God, for our loved ones, thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, O God, that you'll cover every airway, every highway, Lord God, every roadway, Jesus. Fill with the blood of Jesus as she travels, O God. Those that are traveling that we know, God, cover each and every one, Lord God. Cover them, Lord God, cover Charles as she travels back home, God. In the name of Jesus, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, on the highways and on the byways, protect us, O Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. I wish to thank you for favor, Lord God.
Thank you for
this day, Lord God, for favor, for training, Lord God, that God's hospital is on, Lord God. Today we thank you, Jesus, for favor, Lord God, for wisdom, Lord God, knowledge, O Lord God, in Jesus' name, God. For I just bless you,
bring up
the money, we thank you for the breakthrough. We thank you for the healing. We thank you, Jesus, for the deliverance.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we honor you.
For Eddie, for Thank you, Father. Them, absent in the body to be with the Lord, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for comfort for Miss Bessie.
It's gone through, oh Lord God.
Thank you, Father.
Time of bereavement, oh Lord God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God.
For the ones that need kidneys, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy Ghost, you know where
the kidneys, God, we declare and decree.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
of Jesus. Hallelujah,
Jesus,
have
Lord,
just what we in need of.
Today,
hallelujah, our brothers and sisters are in need of, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for supplying that need, Father, in the name of Jesus. It is already done, God. We see it done. And, Lord, we're just waiting on the praise report to come. Hallelujah, it's already done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Grateful to be here. God, for these prayers that have gone up. Thank God for the praises that are continuously in our mouths. We know that we can praise God through the circumstances and whatever may be going on. We just continue to give the Lord praise, honor, and glory because he is deserving of it. If he doesn't do anything else for us for the rest of our lives, he is deserving of the praise because he has done so much up until now. But we're believing that he's going to take care of all of our needs. according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So this morning, just want to remind us that we are going to be fasting as of today. And our scriptures are in the book of Ephesians and in the book of Matthew. So I'm just going to read the scripture for the two scriptures. One, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 13. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." When we talk about the wiles of the devil, those are tricks and schemes of the devil. So we know that we have the power over the demons that are out there that are connected to the devil and his kingdom. Verse 12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So this reminds us that we may be looking at a person, you may be talking to a person, or you may hear something from a person, but you're not fighting against them. You're fighting against the spirits that are in them, and even spirits that may be trying to attack your life or my life or just anyone around us. We're just going to pray. Even the demon of chaos across the nation, the demon of murder, we keep that in prayer that God will deliver this nation. The spirit of destruction, we want to pray for that, that God will restore those people who have lost everything except for their lives, those who are still living. Pray for those who are in need of restoration. Those who have lost loved ones, just pray that God will comfort them, because many people were lost in the hurricane that went through. I think it's more than 100 people now that they have identified have lost their lives. Verse number 13 says, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand." And so we just want to continue to stand our ground against the devil. You have to stand firm on the word of God, because we know that the enemy is always trying to do his bit, but we have the power in the name of Jesus, and we have the power in the name of the Lord. I'm going to read just a few more verses here, because it's so important that we remember that we are covered by Jesus when we are covered. We have on the whole armor of God. Verse 14 says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." You know, the devil would be trying to throw things at us, and he would be trying to discourage us, and it seems like sometimes when one thing is rectified or one thing is satisfied, the enemy brings something else, but we've got the whole armor of God on, that it will repel those demonic spirits out there. And you keep speaking the word of God as you go through this time of fasting, and not only during this time of fasting, but every day, just use the word of God against the demons and the devils out there. And so verse 15 says, "And your feet shall with the preparation of the gospel of peace." So, you know, we want to spread the spirit of peace and loose spirit out into the spirit of peace into the atmosphere, and tell people about Jesus and his love. Tell people that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost, and that which was lost can be found through Jesus Christ and in Jesus Christ. Verse 16 says, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." So we're going to have faith no matter what. We're going to have faith to believe no matter what we see happening. We just have to go through some things sometimes, but if we have the faith in God, he said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So therefore, we know we have to have that faith to see the change come in our lives. And 17 says, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit," which is the word of God. So we're going to use the sword of the Spirit, the word of God is so important when you're praying. The word of God is so important when you're sending darts against the devil, when you're sending your weapons against the devil. Use that word of God to overcome all things. And then verse 18 says, "Praying always without prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." So we're going to You know, many times you just need to pray in the spirit. You don't know what you're praying for, as we all do, but the Holy Ghost will teach us what to say or speak for us, speak on our behalf with moanings and groanings that are too deep for utterance. So we're going to trust the Word of God and trust the Holy Spirit as we're praying. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20 says, "And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." So that is so key for us as we go through life, that nothing is impossible to us when we have the faith. You can speak to the mountain, speak to anything. You can slay giants as David did, because God is on our side, and he's the one who is helping us in all things. So as, you know, we go through the fast, I mean, I sent the information out. There are different kinds of fasts that you can do, and just, you know, select which one you want to do, and keep, if you want to do 1, 2, or 3 days, it's up to you, but as long as we get something in, because that makes a difference. And I believe that's why some of these Bibles that were rewritten, some of them don't have the information about fasting in them, because the devil knows that fasting helps to bring some things out, helps to make things change. So keep the fasting going, not only when we call a fast or your church may call a fast, but you can call your own fast. You don't have to wait until somebody calls it. You can just do it on your own at whatever time that you need to, or that you see that there's a major situation in your life. So we're just grateful today for this time, and we're here near the top of the hour, so I cover and seal all prayers in the Word of God with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject those words, and they will not come to pass. If there's a witch, warlock, or wizard out there, or somebody speaking something against us, we send it back to the sender, because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree today that the Word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, and that we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. And I do thank Sister Chris once again for your leadership this morning, the prayers, and the word that you shared today. We do thank you for that. I decree this morning that we know that all things are working together for the good of those who love the Lord and them who are called according to his purpose. I decree that we will resist the devil and he flees from us. I decree that we delight ourselves in the Lord and he gives us the desires of our heart. I decree that our families are blessed and we are blessed and highly favored by God and by man. I decree that we are anointed by God to do his work, and souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous. Amen. So I want to remind you that I love you. And thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, and that you love your family, your friends, your foes. And loving people into the kingdom is so key, because God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to the earth. And Jesus loved us enough that he came, because he didn't have to, but he did. So everybody be blessed. Have a wonderful rest of the day, an awesome week, and a beautiful rest of your life in Jesus' name. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, that is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, "Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.